Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, I would like to speak on a favorite chapter of mine. Actually, there are several chapters there in John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. There's, out of all the four Gospels, this is the only Gospel that speaks about or gives us a window of what Jesus sat down and talked to and explained to his disciples between the time that Judas left to get the high priests, the Pharisees and scribes, or whoever all came out to capture him there in the garden. This was the time that between that time and the time that they captured him, this is the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. I do find it very interesting because, well, number one, it almost seems like Jesus Christ had two departures. The one departure was before his crucifixion, and then the other departure was when he ascended to heaven. And both times he had a very dear time with his disciples. And both times are full of meaning of the things that he said to his disciples. Jesus, unlike many people here on the earth, his whole life was full of meaning. And so many people today or even of yesterday have a full life or maybe did not have a full life, but on their deathbed or when they realized that they were going to depart from this world is when really the deep things came out. Now with Jesus, that was not so. You know, he, from the beginning, even when he was 12 years old, when he started his ministry there at 29 years old, he was all the time, he was just releasing the deep things of life. And it seems like before he was crucified and before he ascended to heaven, it seems like he summarized it all up both times to his disciples. And just one thing, the first thing that really stands out here that I'd like to talk about here this morning is to love one another. Here in John 13, 34, one of the first things that he spoke about, and, you know, if we can think a little bit how Jesus was looking forward, and he was there, it even says here that one of the disciples said that he really speaks plainly. In other words, Jesus really summarized things up and spoke plainly here. And the one thing here in John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Later on, two chapters later, he is still talking about that love. In John 15:9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, so shall ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I commanded you. I'm talking and speaking about this love. I find it very interesting here. It says, I just read it all. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In other words, Jesus was fully connected to his Father. And that love, that source of love, he was fully connected to that love, which God is love. And many people have spoken about this love already. And as we know, this love has been abused, or to say God is love has been abused very much already. It's very clear here, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. There's a big difference there. When people speak about God is love, that is true. But the thing is, if we keep our Father's commandments, that is when we fully abide in his love. I just had to think, you know, for us to really, truly have the real love, there's been a lot of manufactured love, or maybe physical love, in this world already. And, you know, every time when there's manufactured love, it can draw a lot of people, but in the end, it will end up hurting them. For the true love from God, from Jesus Christ, is to abide in his commandments. And the new commandment that we have is to love each other as he has loved us, that the world may see him through the way that we love each other. Now, to have a true, genuine love, we must be connected to the source of love. In fact, the source of love lives within us. The true source, the true, the author of love, the source of love, when we accept Christ and Christ and the Holy Ghost make it home within us, we have the source and the author of love within us. It's an awesome thing. But we first, the things that we need to consider here is, can a person have that real love? Can a person have that real connection and that source of love within him unless he is broken and of a contrite heart? Broken to do the will of the Lord, broken to keep his commandments, broken in a way that he is poor in spirit, broken in a way that he is no longer critical, broken in a way that he is pure at heart. You know, our Father in heaven is truly, truly pure at heart. And he sees you and he sees me just the way we are. He sees every little bit of us. And yet he has chosen to love us with a pure love. And I just had to think, am I able as we get more, as we get to that point where our heart gets purer and purer, our sins are confessed. Our sins are confessed to God and to man, and we live a transparent life, and as our lives become, as we become purer through trials and through the things that we see in life, and as we see God in a more and more as he is, and our hearts become more pure, we then are able to see the impurities in others around us. However, the love that God has is to see us as we are and still loves us. That true love, as especially amongst brothers in Christ, can we see the faults of others? Can we see the imperfections of others and yet love them? Even go further than that, to if we see that splinter in our brother's eye, are we able to stop and allow the Lord Jesus to search our hearts, to expose the beams that are in our eyes to us? So I just found that interesting, that pure love, that love. He's not talking about just a love. He's talking about a love at the way he loves us. There's a big difference in loving something and loving or loving someone or loving someone the way Jesus loved us. Jesus loved us even before we loved him. He loved us even while we were still in the pit. And now, being a brother to Jesus, being a son of God, being adopted into the family of God through purification, through the work that the Lord has done in our hearts, after seeing the wretched sinners that we have been and are, can we now, with that kind of love, not necessarily laying down discernment, not necessarily laying down judgment of the Spirit, not necessarily shielding us from to avoid or to fail to shield ourselves from evil. I'm not talking about that kind of love, but the love that is able to discern, to judge rightly, and yet love. To me, that has just taken a much deeper meaning in my life in the recent weeks, and just really appreciate and love this thought of being able to being with that, especially the brothers in Christ, to see maybe even when we see things in our brother's life, to love him as Christ has loved us, and then to go further as we walk and talk with others that don't know the Lord and are walking in sin, not to accept the sin, but to love the soul, to be able to love that soul. Just a challenge for us this morning and an encouragement for us that we could walk in that pure love, the purest love that I believe that one can walk in is the type of love, not only the purest love, but also the purest heart. The purest heart and love that someone can continue in is that being able to discern and see the splinters or the faults of others and yet not criticize them, not to look down on them. You know, when we look down on someone, then we already have pride that we ought not to have. We have already forgotten who we really, really are without Christ. So if we can just look at the souls around us with a pure heart and a pure love that comes from that connection or that indwelling author and source of love. So let us continue to love one another and to see each other as Christ sees us. The Lord bless you.